In our confession of sin today, I'd like to talk about good works. If you remember our teaching when Kyle taught on good works, there were three requirements for a good work. First, it had to be done according to the right standard, and that would be God's revealed standard. So the Ten Commandments would be some of those standards that we might follow. Secondly, it had to be done from a right motive. And the right motive is love of God or love of our neighbor, like the two greatest commandments. And finally, it had to be done for a right purpose, the glory of God. Who can do such works? I cannot. Are you successful in doing works like that? Anybody here who does all the right things and does it for the right motive and for the right purpose, the glory of God? But human nature is such that we do our good deeds more for seeking human approval or thinking we're earning merit with God or something like that. It's seldom for the glory of God. And over again, when people do these evangelism, like Evangelism Explosion, these evangelism efforts, and they ask people, where do you think you're going to end up? And they say, well, I'm going to heaven. And why is that? Because I'm a good person. Because I do more good things than bad. I'm better than most people. That's the way we think. We still think we earn our way into heaven. In the words of Mighty Fortress Is Our God, it says, did we on our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right men on our side. The man of God's own choosing. We need to remember that. Human nature is such that we tend to have pride in our own accomplishments. We often think that we understand things better than most people, or we do things a little better than most people, or we're more faithful about going to church. We have all those kinds of things which become sources of pride for us. But the Bible warns us very strictly about that. It says in Proverbs 16:5, everyone proud in his heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. And Ephesians 2 tells us exactly where our salvation lies. It doesn't lie in good works. We do good works, why? Because we show our love of Christ that way. Christ says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We do them for that reason, not to earn our way into heaven, but to show our gratitude and love for the salvation which is provided by God. For in Ephesians 2, 8-9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. There's where our salvation lies. Join me in prayer, please. Father, we are sinners who cannot perform good works or save ourselves. Yet how easily we slip into self-centered pride. We confess it and throw ourselves on your mercy. We thank you for your extraordinary love that sent your only begotten Son to save us from perishing under your just and righteous judgments. We must humbly trust in Christ's righteousness and payment of our sin penalties for our eternal salvation. Let us never forget your grace and our essential need for Jesus. In his precious name we pray. Amen. In our confession of faith this morning, last week, if you remember, when we had our confession of faith, we read the Chalcedonian Creed, which addressed the person of Christ, how he has two natures, both the human and divine, are combined in the second person of the Trinity. The creeds, like the Chalcedonian Creed we read last week, set out certain fundamental truths from the Word of God which are accepted by Orthodox Christians. And so I'd like to go to another creed this morning, that's the Nicene Creed. The Nicene Creed, like the Apostles' Creed, doesn't speak just to the person of Christ. It speaks truths about all three persons of the Trinity and about the Church. It has its roots in the Council of Nicaea, which was held in 325 AD, called by the Emperor Constantine, to address the question of whether Christ the Son was as truly and fully God as the Father is God. The two great proponents in the debate were Arius, who was the elder statesman, who said said that Christ was not God since there could only be one God, and they were surrounded by pagans who had multiple gods. Christians had only one God. Christ could not be God. That would amount to two gods. Athanasius said that Christ was God, arguing that man's sinful condition is hopeless. Only God can save him. Jesus, our Redeemer, cannot therefore be less than God. And that's part of what's incorporated in the creed. The Nicene Creed is the first written creed of the Church. It's been elaborated and refined at later councils of the Church to give us the Nicene Creed we have today. If everybody would look in the front of their songbooks, the second creed there in the middle of the page is the Nicene Creed. Once again, what I'd like to do to make sure you're concentrating on what's being said is let me read out loud as you follow along. That will allow you to concentrate on what's being said, and then if you can affirm the affirmations that are made in the creed, please respond with amen at each pause indicated by a period or semicolon. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds. Amen. God of God, light of light, very God of very God. Amen. Begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, of whom by whom all things were made. Amen. Who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. Amen. And was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. Amen. He suffered and was buried. Amen. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. Amen. And ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of the Father. Amen. And he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead. Amen. Whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, Amen. Who proceeds from the Father and the Son, Amen. Who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, Amen. Who spoke by the prophets. Amen. And I believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Amen. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. Amen. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen.